Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, the Democratic Republic of Congo is accusing Apple of using illegally exploited minerals sourced in the eastern regions involving violence, child labor, and other human rights violations. The allegation disagrees with Apple's published conflict minerals report that states it found no connection between its smelters and refinery partners and the armed groups of the Democratic Republic of Congo as of December 31, 2023. Apple's conflict minerals report says that it conducts ongoing due diligence and removed 14 smelters and refiners from its supply chain that were not willing to participate in appropriate audits. The statement from the DRC lawyers today, however, says that the conflict mineral use in the Apple supply chain is ongoing, and Apple's products are thereby tainted by the blood of the Congolese people. They say Apple's reporting on mineral origin does not appear to be based on concrete, verifiable evidence. The lawyers say that Rwanda's production of key 3T minerals is near zero, yet big tech companies like Apple say their minerals are sourced in Rwanda. 3T minerals include tin, tungsten, and gold, which are essential raw materials for electronic components. For example, tin is used on iPhone circuit boards. The trade of conflict materials is seen as a primary way DRC militia and terrorist groups finance themselves. The DRC lawyers are petitioning Apple to respond to their questions within 3 weeks, but so far Apple hasn't said anything. In other news today, analyst Ross Young says that Apple has an interesting twist planned for next year's iPhone 17 lineup. According to Young, the iPhone 17 Plus will actually feature a smaller screen than the current Plus model does now. As a refresher, the breakdown of iPhone 15 screen sizes is the 15 at 6.1 inches, the 15 Plus at 6.7, the 15 Pro at 6.1, and the 15 Pro Max at 6.7. With the iPhone 16 lineup this year, Apple will increase the screen sizes of the Pro models, so the 16 will stay at 6.1 inches, and the 16 Plus will stay at 6.7, the 16 Pro will increase to 6.3, and the 16 Pro Max will increase to 6.9. Looking ahead to the iPhone 17 lineup, Young says that the 17 Plus display will be smaller than the iPhone 15, iPhone 16 Plus at 6.7 inches. Young doesn't share specifics on the display size, but he says the iPhone 17 Plus will sit in between the 17 and 17 Pro and the 17 Pro Max. This is a weird rumor, but Ross Young is generally rock solid when it comes to these types of reports. Perhaps this is another attempt by Apple to further differentiate the Plus phones from the Pro Max phones, but it'll be fun to watch this one play out over the next 18 months, as I'm sure other leaks will emerge. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Roborock's next generation S8 Max V Ultra is the industry's most technologically advanced robot mop and vacuum system ever. Designed to revolutionize the way you clean your home, the S8 series comes fully decked out with enhanced suction power, advanced robotic intelligence, and an innovative self-maintenance feature. Hit the link in the show notes to learn how you can save up to $200 on the S8 Max series, plus get an incredible 5-year warranty and a free Roborock Flexi Light Lightweight Wet Dry Cleaner. My thanks to Roborock for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, as indicated by much of the research material Apple has been publishing in recent months, the company is heavily investing in all sorts of artificial intelligence technologies. Ahead of all of these announcements at WWDC in June, Bloomberg reports that we should expect the new AI features coming to the iPhone with iOS 18 to be powered entirely by an offline, on-device, large language model developed by Apple. 9 to 5 Mac previously found code references in iOS 17.4 that referred to an on-device model called Ajax. The downside to on-device LLMs is that they can't be as powerful as models that are running on huge server farms, with tens of billions of parameters and continually updating data behind them. But Apple engineers can take advantage of the full-stack vertical integration of its platforms, with software tuned to Apple Silicon chips in its devices, to make the most out of this on-device approach. Even though the overall compute power is less, on-device models are usually much quicker to respond than trafficking a request through a cloud service, and they have the advantage of being able to work offline in places with limited or no connectivity. On-device LLMs may not have the same embedded, rich database of knowledge as something like ChatGPT to answer questions about all sorts of random trivia facts. They can, however, be tuned to be very capable at many different things. An on-device LLM, for instance, could generate sophisticated auto-replies to messages or improve the interpretation of many common Siri requests. On-device models might also be able to do generative AI tasks like document or image creation based on prompts to at least a decent result. And there are again a number of privacy and security benefits to an on-device LLM instead of sending everything through the cloud. Ultimately, we'll know for sure what Apple plans to do when it officially announces its AI strategy at WWDC. The WWDC keynote kicks off on June 10th, which will see the company unveil all of the new software features coming to the iPhone, the iPad, the Mac, Apple Watch, Apple TV, Vision Pro, and more. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. All of the latest Apple news is available on 9to5mac.com. You can find me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.